CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight we'll begin with pre-net check-ins, Echolink stations, and brand new amateur radio operators before we hop into the RF section. So, got quite a list on the pre-net check-in, so we'll get to that quick next. Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. W4FCM, that's Fred, bringing with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, there in Traveler's Rest. W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. KG4PFI, that's Don, bringing with him KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, there in Piedmont. K4OSH, that's Pat in Malden. NC9V, that's Leon, bring with him. KE4DXJ, that's Wendy, there in Hendersonville. KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. KO4NNH, that's Fred in StarTech. K4GAT, that's Mike in Simpsonville. KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. K4OIM, that's Walt in Inman. W4IOE, that's Sid in Fletcher. KO4RUR, that's Chris in Greenville. KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Traveler's Rest. KB2BYQ, that is Dave, and he is in Easley. KG4WNP, that's Landon, and Landon is in Liberty. And Larry said to check him in tonight. He's normally the net control operator for this evening's net, but he's got strep throat. And he's got a bunch of medicine and a doctor visit behind him, so hopefully he'll get better by next Friday, and you'll get to hear him call on the net again. But he asked me to check in his crew. That's KC4SKD Larry, KG4AHS, that's Rhonda, N9TEC, that's Randall, and Randall's in Asheville. Larry and Rhonda are in Easley. And KF4GGF, that's Charlie, and he's in Goose Creek, South Carolina. Appreciate everybody that used the pre-net check-in capability this evening. That is precisely what it is there for. We don't have any Echolink stations at the moment. Do we have any brand-new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before and are not quite sure of the protocol but would still like to check into the net? Just throw your call sign out there, and I will do the rest. Okay, it doesn't appear as though we have any brand-new amateur radio operators, so we'll hop right into the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening with the Uniform Through Zulu group, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a U through a Z, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
JW. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Greer, South Carolina. Negative, negative.
AW. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4WTQ. That's Greg and Greer. Good to have you as night, Greg. You sounding good. And down in Southern Greenville County, it's K4XB, Tommy. Bring with him KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. Good to have you as night, Tommy. Do tell Miss Angela we said hello and hope you guys are having a wonderful start to your week. Do we have any other stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
JW. Please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize WB4ZPH. That's David, sounding good out of Taylor's this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, David. We do have an Echolink station that joined. Echolink stations only that would like you to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Net Control, this is KQ4ZU. Name's Gino. I'm checking in from Columbus, North Carolina on the Echolink.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KQ4ZU. And that is, Gina, did I get that right? Your audio was really, really low. I was turning up the volume at the same time when you were saying name. Did I get your name correct? And he's in Columbus, North Carolina.
Net Control, this is AQ4ZU-GINO.
Roger, I did have it correct. We do have another Echolink station, but he has already checked in with the pre-net. So, Fred, I've got you checked in. If you're just monitoring over there, no problem. Checking in from 32,000 feet in the air. Oh, wow, he's up in the sky. KO4NNH checking in. He is, what do they call it, maritime mobile when you're on a boat. They call it, what, sky mobile when you're in the sky? KO4NNH, he sent me a text message. He is at 32,000 feet at the moment on Echolink. So good to have you with us tonight, Fred, from 32,000 feet up in the air. Let's see, do we have any other stations in the uniform through Zulu Group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, that'll bring us to the Alpha through Delta Group, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an A through a D, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative. 73 to you and all on the net.
Kilo Charlie 4. Papa Lima Tango, that's KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
AW. Mr. Dave, thanks for calling the net, and that's Aeronautical Mobile. Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Amy. Please tell Miss Amy we said hello. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and all on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW. That is Rick. Bring with him KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. And they are in Piedmont. And as via telephone relay, KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. She is in Ware Shoals. Rick, good to have you with us tonight. Do tell Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle that we said hello. And I hope you guys have a wonderful start to your week. KC4PLT. That's Richard. He's in Pentagrass, Georgia. Good to have you with us tonight. You're sounding good, Richard. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And now our Wednesday night net control operator and all things SwapNet, KI4DOS, Gary, who's bringing with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy there in Easley. Thanks for the clarification, Gary. I could not think of what that was. So I do appreciate you bringing that to us. It's informative. A lot of people may not have ever heard that before. So that is good that we bring that out there and use those terms. And do tell Miss Joy we said hello. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Do we have any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Net Control, please check in November 4, Charlie Romeo Victor, N4CRV, Lee in Simpsonville, no traffic.
W4DRJ, this is W4NTU in Simpsonville, no traffic, over.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize N4CRV, that's Lee in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Lee. We do appreciate you taking time to check in. And W4NTQ, that is Eddie. He is in Simpsonville as well. You're sounding good, Eddie. It's really good to hear you on the radio. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Do you have any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to bring us to the Echo Through Hotel Group, stationed with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. You've been on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. Up here in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Dave. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Canada, North Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, and we will be negative and negative. Thanks.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Sunday night Net Control operator. That is KO4HKX, Patrick. He's in Penrose, North Carolina. You sounding good, Patrick. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your week. And KC4EZN, that's Harry. He's over in Candler, North Carolina. Harry, I hope you guys are getting a lot warmer than it has been. I know you probably should be, and I hope you're getting some relief to that. Appreciate you being with us this evening, and hope you have a wonderful start to your weekend. Do we have any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel Group? Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, that'll bring us to the India Through Lima Group, stationed with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an I through an L. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Dave, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. And I'll be negative and negative.
4DJW. Well, good day today. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. 7-3, and everyone have a good night. Welcome to warmer weather.
All right, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That is James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. You sounded good as usual, James. Do appreciate you being with us tonight. And our Monday night Net Control operator, KO4JKV. That's Duncan. He's in Asheville, North Carolina. Duncan, I hope you guys are having a warmer up there as well. KK4JBQ. That's Larry. He's bringing him. KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Larry, you sound a little bit better. Not 100%, but it sounds like you're making steady progress. And I know you don't want to push it. I wouldn't either, as long as it's been. But we do appreciate you taking the time to check in, and do tell Miss Donna that we said hello. And you guys take care and have a wonderful weekend. Do we have any other stations in the India Through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to bring us to the Mike Through Papa group, stationed with the first letter in their suffix that begins with the letters M through P. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Control. Please check in and out. Kilo X-ray 4, Mike Tango, KX4MT. This is Mike, and please check in and out my son. His call sign is Kilo Mike 4, Mike Tango, KM4MT. His name is Michael. We're both here in Pickens. Thanks for calling in.
W. Please check in WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Greenwood County. Be native and native, 7-3 to you and all the net.
Net Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha Victor. Negative. This is John in Central.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KX4MT, that's Mike, and KM4MT, that's Michael, and they're in Pickens. Good to have you with us tonight, Mike. Do tell Michael we said hello, and appreciate you guys taking the time checking with us this evening. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your weekend. And our Thursday night Net Control operator, WG4MC, that's Matt. He's in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Matt. Actually, Western Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Matt. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you have a great weekend. And KO4RAV, that's John. He's in Central. You sounded good, John. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your weekend. We're in the Mike through Papa group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P. You would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to bring us to the Quebec through Tango group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T. You would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Yep. Good evening, Dave. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in 0T Hotel Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec, Lima Golf. KO4QLG. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty. And I will be negative and negative.
Hello,
Tom.
Evening, Chris. You're sounding great.
For DJW, please head in Simpsonville, South Carolina, Whiskey 4, Sugar Bravo X-ray, and thanks for running the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
DJW. Dave, please check in Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta, AA1RD, Bob here in Piedmont. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Dave, and I'll be negative and negative.
Bill, you're way down in the white noise. I got Bill, and I think it's Bill in Cowpens, but I'm not 100% sure. If you can, while I'm talking, try to move around and get a little bit better X and try it again after I recognize these stations. Net Control, I'd like to recognize N0TR. That's my neighbor, Tom, over here in Greer, South Carolina. Good to have you tonight, Tom. Do tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And KO4QLG, that's Chris. He's sounding good out of Liberty this evening. Chris, you're number 5-0 this evening. 5-0, you know what that means. You know the drill. Wednesday night on Gary's Net, claim the door prize. You're number 5-0. The next one is W4SBX. That's Brad. He's in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Brad. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. AA1RD, that's Bob down in Piedmont. You're sounding good, Bob. Good to have you with us this evening. And try it one more time. I think that's Bill, but I'm not 100% sure. Try it again, Bill, if that's you. Okay, I'm not quite sure. Maybe Bill's going to get another battery. Could have been at the end of the life of that battery. Maybe he's going to get another one. We'll recognize EchoLink stations next while we wait to see if Bill comes back with a fresh battery. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all the net. No, negative, negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KA4PQA, that's Stephen. He's in Greenwood. Good to have you this night, Stephen. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. You sounded good over EchoLink. That is the bottom of, that's what wraps us around completely. So let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW.
Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Tango Romeo, KC4, STR. Steven Simpsonville, I'll be negative and negative.
For DJW, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar, that's KQ4YOO, Clint from Honey Pass, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KC4STR, that's Steven in Simpsonville. Stephen, that sounds like a new call. I think you had that changed, but I'm not 100% sure. But do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening and, on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and hope you have a wonderful start to your weekend. KQ4YOO, that's Clint, and he is in Honeypath. Good to have you as night, Clint. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening, and hope you're having a wonderful start to your weekend as well. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, well, we did pretty good tonight for 55 check-ins in 25 minutes. That's not bad at all. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for checking in, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We would have begun the rag chewers portion if we would have had some rag chewers, but we don't have any rag chewers, so I'm going to check one more time. Did I miss anyone for comments, or did I miss any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Go ahead, comment.
Send your OTR. Oh, Dave, I just wanted to tell you, I get excited about funny things. I found a guy that was in a senior home tonight, November 4 UM, and he was in Jupiter, Florida. God, what a beautiful senior home. And I hadn't talked conversational CW in a long time, and I talked to him for 11 minutes, and believe me, that's a long time when you haven't done it in a while. And his name was Tim. And he was born in 1939. He was 88 years old and in bad vision and all, but he still does CW. Goes to show you, ham radio still helps out a lot.
Well, Tom, now that you bring it up, I was thinking about that the other day. When all your senses go, except for your hearing, when your eyes start to go and other senses, you start to lose them, that CW will carry on, right? And that's wonderful. It's a way to communicate with people, that like-minded people from long distances away. It's wonderful. I think the most enjoyable part of ham radio for me when I was learning it 20 years ago, I was trying to hit everything there was. I was hitting satellites. I was doing CW. I was doing digital. I was doing phone. And I think the most rewarding part of all of the areas of ham radio that I was able to do was learning and using CW. I didn't get as good as you are. Didn't get anywhere near as good as you are. The most I did on a good day was 24 words a minute. But I did really thoroughly enjoy that. Now, I put probably 2 years of constant effort. You know, you get off work, you come home, you eat supper, you practice code. Right? You get up, you go to work, you put the CD in, all the way to work, you're practicing code. You're standing in line at Subway, and you're reading the menu in code in your head. So it was a lot of work. But, man, when you get out there and you start doing conversational CW with other guys, it's just the most rewarding thing, Tom. So I can see why you want to share that, and I do appreciate very much you sharing that with us this evening.
Yeah, it was enjoyable, and you could tell he was pretty thrilled with it. And he'd been there quite a while. But boy, it's a beautiful place along a river, off of the beach, not too far. I zoomed in on it on QRZ. That's kind of fun to me. I go over there and put it on satellite and zoomed in on it. And it was just really enjoyable. And you're right. I worked a guy many years ago, and his name was Jiggs, J-I-G-G-S. And, you know, I'm not too much into the computer modes and stuff like that, but I thought, boy, this guy is really good. And I guess he started out doing the American code. I think that's what they called it, on the railroads before they used International Morse code. And he had so much bad arthritis, he finally had to give up the key. And he was talking to me on a keyboard, Dave. But you know what? I excused him. He was 99 years old.
Well, that is another good thing about code and digital modes, both of them, over the phone mode. When I was learning it, my granddaughter was living with us, and she was 4 or 5 years old and had to get up and go to kindergarten or something like that. I had to take her to kindergarten, pick her back up, and I would be, like, getting off second shift sometimes, and I couldn't come in her bedroom was across the hall from my ham shack. So I couldn't get in here and be loud and noisy and boisterous, right? She had to be asleep because she had to get up and go to school. So I turned the volume all the way down. On digital or CW, I turned the volume all down. CW, I put earbuds in. But on digital mode, I just turned the volume down, and I'd just be typing keyboard to keyboard, my keyboard to his keyboard to my keyboard. And we just have really, really good conversations. I logged them in my log record. It allowed me to capture the text and saved the text in a file so I could go back later. And I would pull those up when I would, you know, because when you're making contacts like crazy, after a few years, you start hitting the same people you hit years ago. And you remind them of the conversation that you had with them 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago. And they remember, and they're kind of grateful that you remember the details of the conversation that you had with them years ago when you're just one of thousands of people that they talk to. That's just very, very rewarding.
Yes, it is. It's Andrew O'Tiaro. Well, he said it was a real booger if he had to go up on the roof because all he had was a plethora of ham sticks up there for different bands. But, Dave, he was running 24 words a minute, so I slowed it down. I usually run about 28, but it was just right for conversation. And I'll run 30 if I'm, well, I just made contact with a guy in Chile, a 3 Golf 2 AID on 20 meters. But Jim and E, he was only there for 15 seconds, you know, while you made a contact. Just not near as much fun. Anyways, Dave, thanks for sharing. I enjoyed it. And I'll let you go and get some rest and catch you down the line. W4DJW in 0TR. Bernie said, tell you hi. 73s.
Okay, Tom. Well, you have my utmost respect for somebody that can do 32 words a minute. I had a buddy in Charlotte. His call sign was W4OH. He's changed it since then. He called it Whiskey 4 Old Ham. And he could do 32 words a minute easy. He had been doing Morse code since he was like 6 or 7 years old. And so I took in my code program one time, and I had the news. I'd capture the news, and I'd put it in the code program, and I'd play it. And I'd say, tell me what they're talking about with the news. And he would be listening to that, and he would be repeating it to me with words while he was hearing it through the earbuds. So I have the utmost respect for somebody that can do that. I can't do 32. I can't interpret 32 words a minute. My brain just doesn't work that fast. I guess if I did it more, maybe one day. But it takes a lot of dedication, a lot of time. So that's something to be proud of. And do tell Ms. Bernice hello. And hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Steve, please check in and out. WX4MWA, Whiskey X-Ray 4, Mike Whiskey Alpha, Matt down here in Central.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave. All on the net. Give you one more for the logs tonight, sir. Appreciate you calling the net for us. If you will, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Dave. No traffic, no comments tonight. 73 to you, Miss Amy, everyone on the net.
4DJW. Jack, Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ4BKI, Jack down Rocky. Be in and out, man. Y'all have a great one.
Okay, there's a call sign I haven't heard in a while. WX4MWA, that's Matt. He's in Central. Matt used to live up here in Greer. He used to come over to my house every now and then. We do APRS on old laptops. Good to have you with us tonight, Matt. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your weekend. Appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. And our first Saturday of the month, net control operator, AK4HR, that's Mike. He's over in Simpsonville. He will be calling net tomorrow night, so be sure and come back tomorrow and check in with Mike. And Mike, we do appreciate you being with us this evening. And KJ4BKI, that's Jack, sounding good out of Rock Hill. Jack, you sound like you're sitting in the chair right next to me. It must be a good night for propagation because you are in there tonight. Good to have you with us and hope you have a wonderful weekend. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Again, WW4MW. Whiskey, Whiskey 4, Mike Whiskey. This is Mike in Northern Pickens County.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize WW4MW. That's an easy one to remember, Mike, in Northern Pickens County. Good to have you with us tonight, Mike, and do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. You sounded good. One more station to hit the big 60. We need one more station to hit 60. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, anybody anywhere, one station, just looking for one station to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net to push us over the 6-0 marker. All right, looks like it might not happen tonight. Have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. All right, be sure and stop back by tomorrow night where AK4HR Mike will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net for the first Saturday of the first of month of February of 2025. Be sure and check in with him tomorrow night. I'm sure he will appreciate it, and I'm sure you'll enjoy his net. Please stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use 73, and good night.